Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Secure, Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 2, based on the book Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In this session, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Know that you are already victorious. Let's read our text, beginning with verse 1 of Colossians 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Do you live a victorious Christian life? Or do you simply move from issue to issue without victory? You know, someday I just won't have to deal with this mess. Can we enjoy victory while living in these earthly containers? Yes, we can. How? Well, the answer is in verse 3. Just read it again. Read it slowly. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Do you understand this? You have already died. It's all about your position in Christ. Future hope and present reality. We are dead. Verse 3, again, the first part of it. For you died. We've taken off the old self. Verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. We put on the new self, verse 10, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. We've been raised with Christ, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. We are hidden with Christ. Second part of verse 3, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Where is our life hidden? The answer is in verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Because of our position in Christ, this Christian life is a walk of faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Romans 8, verse 24, for we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? Galatians 2, 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hebrews 11, in verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or are we like those Jews who only believe what they saw? Mark 15:32. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Even those who were crucified him, we've all them. God has called Christians to live a fruitful life by faith. And how? Well, believe what Christ has already done for us. Walk according to what we know to be true. Truth does not depend on our belief. The world says, I believe it, therefore it is true. No. It's true. Therefore, I believe it. Truth must work itself out in our experience. We are already in Christ. We must walk accordingly. Do you want the truth of being in Christ to be your experience? Not only in eternity, but now? There's two things we must do from this passage. First, we must focus our hearts and minds on eternal matters. Verses 1 and 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the truth. John 14 verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Set your minds on truth from above rather than on the lies from the pit below. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. The world teaches relative truth, self-reliance, and sensual reality. The five senses. God's word teaches about absolute truth, total dependence, and spiritual reality. It's easy to get a wrong focus, but the physical is temporal, and the spiritual is eternal. Believers must learn to walk by faith, not by sight. And then second, we must do away with the practices of our earthly nature. Verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Put to death. Why did he say that? Married, the marriage vow, till death do us part. All temporal relationships end when death occurs. Our position in Christ provides power to overcome sin. But it can only be done through him. In the flesh, we are no match for Satan. But power is available to make sin inoperative in our lives. How? Well, it's a painful process called death. Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. For if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. But death itself is not easy. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, down to verse 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. We must enter into Christ's sufferings. Did you catch any amazing spiritual truth there? Treasure in earthly vessels. What a picture. Just think about it. Earthen vessels were basically clay jars that over time could develop cracks and pieces break. And often they were used to hide scrolls or writings. And why did they do that? The simple clay jars didn't attract attention. For thousands of years, the Dead Sea Scrolls sat in a cave in clay pots. You see, these human containers don't attract attention either. The insufficiency of man reveals the total sufficiency of Jesus Christ through the frailty of human clay jars. The cracks, the chips, and the breaks can allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine through and out of our lives. The constant hardships, various persecutions, and people see Christ in us as we go through these experiences. The power of God is revealed in us. That's the treasure. If there are cracks in the jar, it's better. The light of Christ shines out of them. One final thought for this session from verses 3 and 4. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. I remember when I was in boarding school and we showed up for the first early football practice before regular school started. We were there for early practice. And there was this guy, this one fellow student, Billy Scheline. We were informed that he was already the starting receiver before he even arrived, when many of the rest of us worked really hard to try and make the team. The only discussion was where he would start, not that he was going to be a starter. Why? and this is important for us, because the coach decided on his own it should be that way. Where our life has died and our new life is under the direction of God in Christ, where our life will appear as God has chosen for it to be. You are already on God's winning team. Your name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The only question is where and when it's best for you to play. And that's God's decision alone. How well you play depends on your commitment as you surrender to His Lordship and His power and His life is in you and flows through you. Amen? You give that some thought and you have a great day.